Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to part two of Morning Magazine for this January 10th, 2023. Have your host, James J. here, and I am joined by Tim Young, Executive Director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, James.
We got the Tim and Jim Show here, as
Tim
Pam called it.
Show. Yeah. That's right.
It is good to see you, brother.
You too.
How you been?
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Got through the holidays on a personal level. Last year was awesome. Wife and I celebrated a lot of things that we were thankful for. Daughter graduating from college, another daughter getting married and pregnant, and a son off to the Navy. Just so many things in our personal lives to be thankful for.
And really proud of your kids.
And pretty awesome, man.
Really good kids, man.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Really blessed. Really blessed.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear, brother. I want to get into WRCT, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
Certainly want to talk about the upcoming productions, studio, main stage, Silver Foxes, all these things. But I haven't gotten to really talk to you about this, and honestly, it's something that I was going to talk about, you know, on a, we'll talk more off-air, too, but on-air, off-air, haven't even gotten asked. How are you feeling in this gig?
You know, my position?
Yeah, in your position. You've been doing this a while now, and I know that it's something that has evolved and changed at times, especially when you first started. How's it going?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. What makes me happy is the people, the attraction of people, whether it be, you know, our core participants, whether it be on or off stage, volunteers, ushers, things like that. They're them coming back. But as of late, we seem to be attracting so many new people. And that to me is, I was a new person at one time and into theater, not sure at the time what I would get out of the whole experience. And it's so exciting to see people walk in the doors and say, hey, I'm here to see what you guys are all about. Maybe I can add some value. And right now, as we speak, we have Jim Rinker and Pete Roguski over at the theater building. And they, when a production starts, those guys are like clockwork. And they just recently became friends, geez, a year or so ago, not even. And it's just to see new people come in and not only love to learn and love to participate, but to build friendships. And so to answer your question, I love that aspect of my job, bringing people together. And, you know, I grew up more, not really in theater, I grew up in sports. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that being in a theater would resemble being on a team. But to me, it seems to be almost more of a team because it's inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, certain people don't make the team, and in usual sports teams, if you're not good enough, you might not make the team. Everybody makes this team. So that's the beauty of it. So I like being involved in this.
I think it was one of our earlier conversations, one of the first show you and I were in together, and discovering, when we first noticed, this is another person. Well, there's a kin here. Oh, we got a brother here. The sports reference that you make, because growing up with my dad being an athlete, everything I do in prepping is for a role or a show or anything, it all starts with sports training and really approaching it with a sports mentality.
Right.
And I think a lot more people than they realize, you get too old to play football at one point, maybe, or you can't, you know, dribble a basketball the way you used to.
Beer league softball gets a little bit.
Yeah, but the stage is there for you. That camaraderie
really
that you're looking for. There are so many parallels between sports and theater. And I don't think it's a surprise to see so many former athletes go into acting or any of these things.
We attract former the inclusiveness is amazing. We attract former athletes, veterans, military folks. It's the diversity of our group is, you know, cultural, we're a little bit challenged with the cultural diversity and where we're just geographically located.
Yeah.
However, the diversity that we're currently attracting with people bringing skill sets from other lives, not even knowing if they would have value in a theater environment. And the amazing thing is when you walk in and you fill out that participation form, you see all the opportunities and you start thinking, wow, I've got a little experience with that. I'd love to learn that. And if you don't come in with experience, just like being an actor.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, and that's another thing we can talk about, is we've been attracting brand new people, and they're coming in and taking leading roles. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you first started out, a leading role was something you looked at going, someday I'd like to have a leading role.
Yeah.
They're coming in and being cast because I think the comfort level, the trust that the director has in the process and then in all the other team members helping that person,
mm-hmm.
that I think allows you to put people in more challenging situations because of that support all the way around. So
when we talk about all these, and part of the reason I want to bring up all these different fields and people coming in and stuff is to really show, while we love our regulars and our people that have been coming to WRCT for decades and being in productions and yep. watching productions, we love new people coming in. And if you've never acted a day in your life, you've never thought about it a day in your life, you're our people. You're going to really love it here.
100%.
Give it a shot.
100%. It's amazing.
You never know, and you may end up finding your new love, your new passion, and chances are you will, because most people that come to WRCT, they never leave. They are constantly coming back and doing more and more in there.
And it's about the culture we talk about, the environmental culture, not just the it's the culture of the environment. So I challenge myself. And I don't wake up every day on the right side of the bed, but I try to hit the reset button when I go into the theater, and I try to have a level of pep in my step that hopefully is contagious, so that people feel energy and they feel positivity. Because when you're in a production, it's not always just, and we talk about this a lot, come over to the theater, it's just a lot of fun. Yes, and yes, but what we're trying to also do is push ourselves as a team to win, to put together the most quality product we can offer the community. I mean, we're charging for tickets, and the painful part of it is the director wants, for as an actor, for example, the director sees you achieving a certain character, and you may struggle to get to that vision of the director, and that's painful. But when you get to it. And you're 3 weeks out from opening night, and everybody's getting to their character, and you're starting to tell this story, and you're actually starting to believe the story yourself.
Yeah.
That's the addiction. That's the winning. That's the fun. But you don't just come over and, hey, let's just have fun. There's an expectation of – so for those folks that want to be a part of something with a high level of quality associated, that's part of our culture as well, is sellout quality productions.
Nothing worth having comes easy. And this is a little bit of a similar thing there, where, you know, it takes a little work, but it's fun work. It's good and motivational.
It's achievable.
Encouraging. It's reachable.
It's reachable, yeah.
Yeah, none of this is, you may watch a great actor on a movie and think, I could never do that. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. That actor already did it. Mm-hmm. Just do your own thing. And you'd be surprised by how great that performance can be when you just give into that.
Oh, a quick example of, exactly. You're exactly right, James. A quick example of, is this fun? So, I believe it was The Odd Couple. Keith Schultz, a young guy that came in to audition, never done it before. He's now in A Streetcar Named Desire. Andy Kleckner recently was cast as Fred in A Miracle on 34th Street at our place. He recently just put in a request for to read the script for our next main stage show. So if that's not telling, people are like, I need to take quite a bit of time off. You'll be surprised the moment you go home and a couple days pass.
Yep.
You want to come back.
Yep.
So it's that much, we have that much of an attraction at the theater because of like I said, the environmental culture, because of the diversity of in the inclusiveness, and our strength lies within our differences. So everybody's welcome.
One other thing I want to take before we go to our break, when you say something like that, you really tip me up there, because there is something for everybody with this theater company as well. Mm-hmm. If you are a young person, you're looking for an opportunity, you just stick around and Hopo Productions will be coming around, bringing their spring stuff around and giving you a chance to audition and be a part of something like that.
Yep.
If you are in between ages, like you and I or something like that, you have main stage, you have studio theater productions. We'll talk more about those when we come back. Awesome. But if you are a senior person out there, you've always wanted to try this, but you think, well, what opportunities are there for theater people in my age range? Silver Fox has got you.
Amazing group of people. So funny you say that. I know we have to go to a break. Jerry. I forget Jerry's last name because we just met Friday. Okay. Jerry called me up and said, I'm new to the area. You have anything I could do? And I said, have you ever acted before? Mm. And we talked about, you know, our demographic stuff, you know, mm-hmm. what age group you're in, what are you looking for? And he is dying. He came over, filled out the paperwork. We sat and talked for what I thought was going to be 10 minutes. It turned into 2.5 hours. Mm. That happens at the theater as well. Mm. 10-minute conversation isn't 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Expect to sit there for a couple hours because there's so much fun to talk about and
go ahead. I was just going to say it's not just theater. We're also in the Midwest. I mean, there is no short conversations here. Right. There is add both of those factors, you're going to be there a while.
You're right. Just talking to Jerry about the Silver Foxes. They're currently in the works rehearsing for Roses, Romance, and Valentine's coming up in February, right around Valentine's Day. You mm-hmm. see, you see what they did there. Mm-hmm. And Jerry's going to come on. The show has been cast. But I came up with a plan with our director, Chris Williams, our friend Chris Williams, who's in pretty much everything. He loves theater so much, he's in everything.
He's a great guy.
But he's directing, and Jerry's coming in to be kind of an understudy for the male roles. There's a couple of actors that may have things that they don't know might come up. And he's going to start reading with the group to be like an understudy, which I thought it was awesome.
Oh, that is a really cool idea, too. What a great way to get his feet wet, you know, and where there's no real pressure, but he still has that little tone.
Again,
that,
like sports, be ready.
Yep. Be ready. It's all about that. Yeah. Oh, that is really cool. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
We're speaking with Tim Young, Executive Director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll take a really quick break. Come back, have some more conversation here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this January 10th, 2023, speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and we have Tim Young with us, and always good to see you, brother.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about the productions coming up, and we'll go in these chronological so that people can mark on their calendar when to get over to WRCT and take in some of these shows. And first up on our docket is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the studio theater production. This is an edgy director's showcase. It'll be January 27th and 28th. 7 o'clock shows. We've talked about the director's showcase a bit on the air here, obviously having Melissa on and her doing a show.
Yeah.
We took a lot of time with it there. I don't want this to sound like I'm not a fan of obviously the main stage or Hopo or Silver Foxes or anything.
Yeah.
This is one of my new favorite things in life. Not just at the theater, Tim. In life. I love this.
Pretty killer.
This is my wheelhouse. This is what I've always wanted for WRCT. And finally, somebody made it happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually finally going on. You have something in this area that is not every theater company or most people have to deal with. I talk to a lot of theater companies around the country, in particular ones here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them have a demographic. Mm-hmm. They have this group that they hit that they can always count on to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a similar thing there, but that demographic is wide-ranged in age, where you have a lot of 20-something, 30-somethings that like to come to our productions.
Yeah.
You have a lot of seniors that like to, that are a core audience, if you will, coming.
Yeah.
So balancing of this idea of, well, theater's growing and evolving. And,
yes.
and the idea of, if you're just going to put on Oklahoma every month, you're not going to get a huge turnout for that every month. You know, you might that first couple of weeks, but you're not going to get one every couple of weeks. You've got to keep things interesting and have newer shows while also having familiar things for people.
Yeah.
So I would love to have a half an hour sometime to just have the people in the script, you know, decision people have that.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to this process, when it comes to being able to do these things, this is where the studio theater really comes in handy.
Yes.
Because you could do a little bit more of an edgier tone to things and bring in some of that different audience.
Yeah. So the studio theater seats 45 people. Main stage is 223. But what I wanted to do, my vision, this isn't my idea. Mystique McCumber came to me a year or so ago and said, I really want to direct this play, and I really want to do this play with my daughter. I wish there was a place I could do it. It's Constellations, my daughter and her husband Jerry, and she's like, I wonder if we could ever think of something. And that was the origination of what I then titled a director's showcase. So if you're have any experience in community theater, a rule of thumb is to not precast. And what precasting means, take our main stage And take Miracle on 34th Street, for example, our most recent main stage production, directed by Susan Edgren. We have open auditions. It's a cold read from the script. You show up at the audition time, you cold read, sometimes some lines by yourself with other actors, and the director and stage manager will kind of observe and say, I see chemistry with these groups of people, I see this person playing this role, and then they cast it based on what they witness. A director's showcase is completely the opposite. So what you don't do in a main stage is call up all your favorite actors and all the best talent in the Wisconsin and say, come and be my Kris Kringle, come and be my Fred, come and be my Doris, come and be my Susan. No, it's fair for everybody to come and give it a shot. But I wanted to come up with something based on Mystique's idea where you can precast.
Right.
You bring your team to the theater. You present your play to me. And if it seems like you got a handle on it, we don't even put the screws to you. Just bring an idea, and I'm going to look at you saying, well, you're credible, your ideas are credible, you're a great artist. Yes. And what the theater does is pays for royalties, pays for scripts, provides box office marketing, concessions. We bought a commercial popcorn maker, so it smells like a movie theater
up
there.
It really does.
And then we don't do that in the main stage, just as a way to... for your senses, the sense of smell. It just smells like you're in a different environment.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a director showcase. So Mystique is now doing her second director showcase with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And she's not only directing it, but she's acting in it. And most recently, we stuck a little bit of time and effort into upgrading the entire sound system in our studio theater for director showcases and other events that happen up there. So director showcase, now it's become an opportunity for even directors outside of our general community here. A friend of mine, Michael Laskowski, just worked on a project with Melissa Kay, our last director showcase, when they did All the Ways to Say I Love You. And that was a great show. It was a one-actor show, and Melissa did a great job, and her connection with Michael was great. But they did everything over Zoom, and then a couple of days before opening night, they actually used the space. Melissa came in, and I ran tech for her and gave her a couple of runs on stage. And that's the other beauty of it. We have these spaces all year long, so you can come in at your convenience, and I'm always there to lend a hand and
Tim
help.
Tim is a sweetheart as far as giving of his time and everything.
I want to see people happy, and I want to sell lots of tickets.
And
I'm all about quality. So the more, as an actor, the more times you get a repetition running your lines and your environment, the better you're going to feel, and then the better the show is going to be. So.
And I mean, the opportunities this is going to, like, Mystique is a great great example of this.
Yeah.
She's so talented, so good at this. I don't know, and not to speak for her, but her telling me this before, doesn't always have the time for something. But if she has it, when she can put it aside and say, okay, I'm gonna do it this time, this place, and you can take out the so much of the things that can take time on a production, casting, auditioning, all these things. If you get that out of the way, you can get right to the heart of things, get right into it.
You don't need it does not require the resources of a build team.
Yeah.
This isn't a permanent set. We're not building an apartment. We're setting, it's more about the acting. And we're going to set some set pieces. We're going to hang some pictures. We're going to have some tables, chairs, and liquor decanters or whatever, as you're going to see up in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. But it's more about the acting. And you want to talk about our main stage being intimate. Come to a studio theater production.
Yeah.
You are with the actors.
You mentioned the production that Melissa was just in. I literally got goosebumps as soon as you said her name, just because of that production. And I don't think I get that in a main stage show. It's still moving; it still hits you. But that the being so much a theater to me is the fact that you get to see real emotions. I can see the sweat coming down your head. I can see the tears in your eyes. In a movie, you can kind of see that stuff, but it's so much more real when all my senses can take from this. My smell, my everything. You can pick it all up. In a studio theater production, times that by 10. It's right there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Here's the attraction of the director showcases. So for me, it's not about not only supporting artists in doing what they want to do. I'm the executive director, but I never look at myself as a boss. I look at myself as a facilitator of the resources. You know, we have two theaters. My vision is to have a production a month, where we used to not have a production a month. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be one show after another, after another, after another, after another. And we can do that now with director showcases because they don't require the entire set building team. They don't require a costumer. The director comes in and you have access to all the costumes, all the props, everything you need. You just come in, put your team together and tell your story. And we have Kathy Miles coming back from Prague. Mm. She's coming back January 20th, and her and I, for those of you that, and I just met Kathy because I've only been in the area for a few years now, 10 years total, part-time, but permanently 3 years ago. But Kathy popped in one time, the founder of Community Company of Players in like 1976 or 5. Mm-hmm. And I think a couple of years after that, it transitioned over to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. But the founder of our theater is so excited about Director Showcase. She was calling me from Prague last night and finally had on Facebook Messenger had to say, it's 1 a.m. here. I think I better go to bed now. And I forgot it's 8 hours time difference. Yeah. And I'm at the Y on the elliptical texting her. And I'm like, oh, it's only 5 o'clock, you know. But she's coming back. We're going to pick a show, and she's going to direct a show at the end of March, Director Showcase. So I'm so excited about it.
Warms my heart to hear Kathy has not changed at all. The same Kathy. I owe my Screen Actors Guild card to that woman, alone a million other things. Love Kathy Miles. It tells you something, people like that coming back.
Yeah,
they're not coming back to a company that ain't being run well, that isn't going, that isn't doing well. Like, people aren't doing that. They're coming back for reasons. Yeah. You don't get new people in a studio theater. You don't get regulars in a studio company if they're not doing something right over there. It just is more and more evidence of that to the audience. And I don't need to explain to you guys the play Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. You know this one. You know the movie. You know Elizabeth Taylor. You know this one. I encourage you to check it out. Support theater, but certainly the studio theater. This is a fun one for people to be a part of.
One last thing about it, James. We put these notes on everything, and I think we're kind of, I think we're like the first to do this. I've been involved in about 8 or 9 theater companies over by the Appleton, Fox Valley, Green Bay area. And the opportunity to, there's so many plays out there that community theaters can't do because the material might be not appropriate for some of that core audience. So the director showcases a lot of the material that's going to be picked are plays that, cool, I can finally do the show I've been dying to do. Yeah. But there's some language or there's some touchy material that might offend, so let's just not do it. This is what this is for. Not that we're going to do things that aren't tasteful. Everything is tasteful. It's just when you get more real, the more real you get, the more it pushes those boundaries of comfort and emotions. And so that's one thing to know, that there could be some, not everyone, but we will always put that note that director showcases are edgy. A term that Kathy helped me come up with to describe it in a short way.
The acting, I heard Cary Grant say this once, acting is reacting. It's reacting to life. It's being life. It's about that. And life is messy. life can be rough.
It really
can
be, is.
Theater is supposed to be a show that and give that a little bit of a mirror to life and everything. Certain productions do that more than others. Certain productions are edgier than others. It's nice to have an avenue for that.
Absolutely.
With the we got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, so I don't want to burn through, but I do want to get to the main stage production.
Yes.
Do you mention this before briefly? Our good friends at the Silver Foxes and WRCT have the Silver Foxes Old Time Classic Radio Theater, Roses, Romance, and Valentines, February 9th and 10th. God, I love me some Silver Foxes. This is so cool. What a great product. What a great idea.
Oh, it's, you know, Chris Williams came back over here. He grew up in Wisconsin Rapids, moved away. Came back around the time I came to town, shortly after I came to town, or a little before the pandemic. That's always going to be kind of like a timeline indicator for me now. But he brought some really cool ideas, and he's really passionate about this old-time radio theater. And old-time radio, if you've never, for a lot of younger people, you were like, old-time radio? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But just go on YouTube sometime and pull up old-time radio theater. It's a theater with sound effects And a lot of the sound effects are practical. So you're making the sounds of a hoof, like a horse's hooves. You're making that on a with a piece of wood. Or it's just old-time radio is just kind of fun.
I love it.
And the value that we have not only for our Silver Foxes shows in the studio and the director showcases, are these shows are they're $11.50, $10 plus a modest service fee of $1.50. But we're providing theater at $11.50 a ticket, and high quality entertainment. And our Silver Foxes bring it every time.
And then there is the main stage production coming up. March 3rd is the opening night for A Streetcar Named Desire, one of the more classic American tales.
Oh, yeah.
Been around a long time. This one is it's a gutting one. I mean, it's not your it is definitely not a Miracle on 34th Street.
what an interesting follow-up to Miracle, huh?
It is an interesting follow-up. And it's something that when we talk about main stage productions, all the things we've talked about with the studio, with Silver Foxes, those are really cool and they're great. And they're great to have those avenues. You wouldn't, you would be missing them if you didn't have them. But the main stage production is really what we're, you know, where it's at as far as being able to put all of WRCT's resources into one spot and really give the audience a high-quality theater production. Whatever the play is, every time there is a main stage production, I put my name on it. You're gonna get a good show. You're going to get you're gonna definitely get your time's worth of a show.
You're right. And certain titles, like we did The Odd Couple to start the season, and we blew away the numbers of the fall slot of the last previous 10 years because, not because people found out certain actors were in it, but because it's The Odd Couple. And I think, but then when they found out that some of their favorite actors were in it, it people want to see The Odd Couple, probably similar to what's going to happen with A Streetcar Named Desire. It's going to be nostalgic for a lot of people way back to the Marlon Brando version of the movie. It's a classic. And the neat thing about this, not only is it going to, I'm projecting it to bring out good audiences, but I believe it also was a play choice to bring back some actors. And like I said, I've been here for 3 years at the theater. And names like Matt Goodness, who's done stuff at the theater years ago, now is back because he was dying to audition for Stanley. And Ryan Winwood, brand new to, well, pretty new to Wisconsin Rapids, is cast as Mitch Mitchell in a leading role, and he's never done this before. So this is going to be awesome. We have Amanda Loomis, Mike Barrett, Gretchen Powers, so many household names in Wisconsin Rapids as well.
It's going to be a great production. You can find out more by going to wrctheater.org. Get your tickets. Support local theater. Support local. We'll talk more about the production, of course, when we have the cast on and those kind of things. Tim, thank you for the time.
Awesome.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.